Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, we've had recent discussions about, well, at long last, our cruise ships coming back into our port. Look, I won't go through all the reasons why that's important, but obviously some people, the provisioning people, etc., are desperate for that to happen. It's business, it's employment. There's people that love cruising out of town. That's still a way off, I think. But we're going to be getting our, well, if you like, domestic lines in here sooner rather than later. It's still too far off. I think it's October and the internationals next year. Now, this is all just, to us, pie in the sky to a certain extent, because we've been so disappointed the last couple of years and what's been going on in that regard. But I've got a gentleman on the line now who's been recommended to me. His name's James Coghlan. James is Regional Commercial Development Manager for Asia Pacific and Indian Oceans Intercruises, and he could be just the person we need to fill out a bank of information on this particular matter. James, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's very good of you to talk to us about this. It's hard to get commentary. People are not game to make any sort of forecast on the future of cruising, particularly in our port. It's been very difficult for anyone that's involved in that sector here, the provisioning people, etc., those relying on employment, the buses that take people on cruises, the reef boats going out, etc., even restaurants. Talk to us about this. That what it's been, we'll just put to one side, when are we going to see those ships steaming back into our port again?
So from what I'm seeing, because I work for Intercruises, so we're a tour operator for the cruise industry, but I also sit on the management committee of the Australian Cruise Association, and we've been working very closely with the governments, etc., to get this happening. And it's looking like now that the ban is getting lifted, Carnival Corporation will be sending ships our way as early as June this year, which will be the domestic cruises, as you said. And, you know, international ships, they're busy at the moment in Alaska and the Mediterranean, and they plan to be back by the end of the year. And from what I'm seeing, John, the port bookings look to be exceeding numbers that we've seen in the past. So it's a really positive, good news story.
That is good news. Now, the international lines you've got in mind that might be on our coast in the next, what, 8 to 12 months, what are those? Some of those names of some of those lines that are in, I don't know, Mediterranean, where else, you said?
Royal Caribbean, definitely. Celebrity Cruises, Viking, Oceania, Regent, Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings. There's a number of brand new entries into the cruise market. I can't mention any names, but we're in conversations with them about Australia and more than just cruises that will pass through. There's some talk of having more seasonally based ships down here. Mm. And I think that ties in a lot to the work that Brisbane has done with the new international cruise terminal they've built.
Ah, okay.
That's a world-class facility, and that's going to create more cruising up here north, potentially year-round, and Cairns and Airlie Beach and Port Douglas, we're in the right spot. It's going to bring more ships to our region.
Now, here's a key question. These health requirements that will apply from now on, can they be considered to be, well, they're necessary, obviously, but will they be seen as tiresome?
No. The cruise industry is pretty impressive. A lot of your viewers probably wouldn't realise, but in the last year, close to 7 million people have been cruising in close to 90 countries around the world successfully. So I know that the CLIA, the governing body, and the state governments are in conversations now about having consistency in protocols, etc. But I'm confident. I'm absolutely confident it's going to be brilliant.
Now, 7 million cruising in the past year. In Australia, zero. Is there something you can say about that?
In one way, I'm kind of glad we haven't been in the mix of the resumption too soon, because, you know, our company is a global company, and I see some of the challenges being faced and things changing all the time. And I'm not too worried about it. I think it gives us an opportunity to be ready. It gives us an opportunity to, you know, make sure we're working with all the local bus companies or anyone involved in tourism for cruise, and making sure we deliver on the destination, because if it comes back too hard, too fast, the last thing we want to do is not be ready.
I need a couple of, not dates from you, but approximations as to when we'll see the renewal of these visits. Now, firstly, for the domestic, if you like, if you can call them that, I think that's Carnival, etc. When might they be operational again in our port, and when might the internationals be operational again in our port?
Oh, look, domestic with Carnival, they've got skin in the game in the new cruise terminal in Brisbane, so they're absolutely incentivised to get cracking as soon as possible. I would say as early as May or June. I really would, because they want to capture the market that Australians are keen to cruise.
Wow.
I think it will build confidence in the community that, that ships can come back successfully.
Yes.
And then internationals, it will be October, November, not because they don't want to, but because they're busy. You know, they're cruising successfully in Northern Europe, and it will slip into the normal traditional international season.
So we could have, you know, a Norwegian or whatever celebrity or whatever as early as October.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Once the ban is officially lifted, I would encourage everybody to have a look at the Ports North website, because they will have all the cruise bookings, I imagine, all announced.
Mm. I don't know what happened there. It's dropped out all
the hub.
Can you just repeat the last few words, because you were dropping out?
Oh, I'm sorry. The work that Ports North have done with the Harbour Masters and encouraging crews to come back successfully has been impressive. Just yesterday, I was down in the Whitsundays having a look at Airlie Beach's new $68 million facility they've built to making smoother, easier tendering operations into the Whitsundays, and that's good for the whole region.
Mm.
So it's all very positive.
Oh, this has been an excellent update. Really encouraging. James, thank you for this.
It's a pleasure.
James Coughlan is his name, Coughlan. Now, he's the Regional Commercial Development Manager for Asia Pacific and Indian Oceans Intercruises.